Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. I'm Michael Obnacker from RootCommit. You can read. The target audience for this talk is for people who already have a bit of knowledge of embedded Linux, the boot process, that know what a device tree is. Otherwise, it's going to be a bit complicated. A bit of Git, a bit of embedded Linux systems. If you don't, you can pause the PDF if you're lucky to be remote or watching that a few years in the future. I'd be delighted to help you learn all this if necessary. I'm a trainer too. And stay in the room if you are at FirstDem because you can't go away anyway. Or this room is not as packed as I expected it to be. So why mainline support? I guess I don't have to convince you, but look at, for example, Tinkerboard 3S. So Michael, I'm talking about this board. Look at it as it's supported by ASUS. You have a 5 to 10 kernel tree, a custom U-boot, which is slightly old, oops, to say the least. There are no kernel, they do ship Yocto, and that's why my customer chose it. But if you look at it carefully, it's an old Kirkstone, which is reaching end of life. Plus, don't have a look at the layer itself. Some issues here. So there are no kernel and no U-boot updates. Obviously, from those trees, Yocto is no longer supported since 2024. Was that the Kirkstone? Yeah, I think so. It's reaching end of life. There was a repo script to build the image. Ooh, I mean, it's hard to digest, I would say. And even if you manage to build it like manually, I'm reading the script to see what it's supposed to do. I don't want to run repo. Eventually, the script will, the kernel will panic for some reason. It was supposed to run, but I don't want to know. I don't want to invest in the past. Completely ignore that meta layer and move on. Another example, which I worked on for the same customer, they were interested in Orange Pi 3B because it's like a better form factor compared to their previous design. There's a Linux 6.6 kernel tree downstream as well, and also U-boot 22.10, quite old as well, but those are fixed again. If you look at the distributions they support, it's Orange Pi OS, which is based on Arch Linux 5.10. Ubuntu 22.04 with 6.6, Debian 12, 6.6 as well, Android and OpenWRT with all this based on 6.6, which is a bit old. And they offer a shell script to build some images, but I didn't manage to understand the script anyway. That's really not obvious how it works. So the main issues are there's no kernel in Ubuntu updates, and they're just offering a shell script again to build some images again, same philosophy. And there's no support at all for any proper build system. So, a bit disappointing. So the first things to do if you have a board of this kind, of course, is, try to work on it, like to get your hands on it and start with the perspective of making it mainline, of course. So first, who can find a serial port for the board? My first customer had managed to work with the board without the serial port, which is brave, but it's better to have the serial port. Find documentation for the board, of course. So that's the kind of checklist for people who want to contribute a new board to the Linux kernel and other projects. So, thanks to the documentation from the Orange Pi 3B, which is based on Rockchip, I should have said, there's a button to skip SpyNOR, and it's actually quite important. Otherwise, there is something on SpyNOR that the board will want to boot on first. So like it was ignoring my SD cards otherwise. Find a reference image from the vendor. That's the only case where it can be useful. Find the schematics, if any. Also create a dedicated note for your work on this board, consolidating all the resources you find, because you will come back to this repeatedly, but you will be interrupted by real work as well. So make sure you learn, you keep a note of the valuable things you learn. So how to work on mainline Linux, right? Chances are, to get started, that the mainline Linux kernel will already boot on your board, out of the box, actually. And, well, you may have to write a device tree, right? But if other boards already with the same SoC already boot on your board, that can work out of the box, and sometimes with the device trees from the other boards. So that's a good sign, right? It's a good way to start. So yeah, just write a quick device tree with the right SoC UART corresponding to the main serial port and the debug port, I mean, and you should be good to go. Don't hesitate, of course, to reuse stuff from other DTS files. You're not submitting to the Linux kernel mailing list at this point yet, so don't. You can do whatever you want. And you can then start with a reference image, and you just replace the kernel and the device tree by your own, and that's fairly easy to do. So that's the default device tree for the Orange Pi RV2, which I worked on. Basically, it's just like enabling a console, defining, of course, the compatible strings. I will go through this, and improving.